Are you ready for this?
We're here!
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Joe Fowler.
Hi, I'm Ron Popeil.
That shows anybody.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Tom Purvis, trainer to the trainers.
Hi, I'm Mike Levy.
Hold on to your power rod.
But wait.
What are you doing?
Call now.
Call now.
Call now.
Call now.
Call or log on now.
Call now.
Call right now.
Call in the next 18 minutes.
Call in the next 16 minutes.
Call in the next 7 minutes.
Call these numbers right now.
Hello and welcome to Call Now, where we plunge headfirst into the surreal world of infomercial. And while we can't offer you free shipping, we can guarantee that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are definitely those of this network. Thank you, Tim. My name is Dan Sturdivant. I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts on this three-man we've known as Call Now. And he might not be the former president of Colt Firearms, but he's still a Hall of Famer in my book, Mark Pedrotti. Hey, Mark.
Hey, I'm absolutely not lethal.
Hey, for now, right? Come on, guys.
Yeah, for now.
And this guy is a 12-year veteran instructor of self-defense, standing over 6 feet tall. It's Dave Sandrini. Hey, bub.
You break the wrist, you walk away.
Break nice.
Wrist, walk away.
Out of your sensei.
Thank you for your service, Dave.
Yeah, don't mention it.
No, but seriously, don't mention it.
Don't mention Israeli special forces.
I don't talk about that.
That was Mossad. Delete that.
Dr. El Said. Uh-oh.
That's a bad posture.
This one is marked for danger.
My fryer is safe.
Well, guys, if you missed it and are a glutton for punishment, please check out the link to the full watch party episode, both as a podcast and on YouTube, because the last time that we got together, we took a major departure from our standard infomercial selections. And got into the business of staying safe is like the most vanilla way to describe it. And we learned all about the Myotron pulse wave.
What are the chances of you becoming the victim of a violent crime? Fact. 9 out of 10 people will be directly affected by crime during their lifetime.
So, this thing, it was rough.
Here I am in the light rough.
You know, they came out of the gate so incredibly hot.
How'd it get burned?
It felt like it was an episode of 2020 directed by Sam Raimi.
I'm Hugh Downs.
And the first thing that you see is that slow pan up into the mall, group of passersby, and you hear our non-pictured hostess, Linda Watkins, asking, what are the chances of you becoming a victim of violent crime?
Why?
It turns out 9 in 10, 90%.
17,395.
It's a 9 out of 10 chance. It was a good thing they did though, right? The wild stats, they would say something very wild like that and then walk it back to like, will be affected by a violent crime in some way throughout the course of their life. So it's like, all right, if you lower your definition of effect low enough, that doesn't seem unreasonable. Because it's like, all right, someone probably knows somebody who unfortunately has had some violence thrust upon them at some point in their lives, right?
People just like you.
That doesn't seem too unreasonable.
Yeah.
But they really wanted people to be scared.
Can you spot a criminal?
Like, and that was the biggest thing. The thing that stuck out to me was having things skewed so far. And coming off of that, going into the first of 7 reenactment montages.
This woman appears to be an easy target.
Of violent and or sexual crimes being initiated or committed. And we knew very early on that we were not in Kansas anymore.
Some of those were real and some of those were fake, and they just sprinkled them all in there together.
You mean there was real reenactments of real events and fake ones,
yes,
right?
Yeah. And then it's like, how do you put those up against each other? I don't know. It's, look kind of gross.
Makes me feel really bad.
Yeah, just listening to Dan's little opening, I just realized, I'm like, I think fear-mongering is obviously the point.
You know what fear is.
But disorientation, I think, was more the point than I gave it.
Yes, I was now in a room with a man I was unable to see.
Shock and awe.
Yeah,
right?
Gave it credit.
Literally, shock and awe.
Pulse wave technology in action.
Like, here's a reenactment. Here is the president of Colt whatever.
Mr. Eaton? You're the past president of Colt Firearms.
You know what I mean? It was
just
like, wait,
all over
what?
The goddamn place.
What? Yeah. How scared should I be and what should I be scared of?
Pick that up like you were afraid of it.
And it was like, just buy it. Just buy it.
Yeah, you have to be scared of everything.
I was afraid he was going to come back.
There is someone not only following you, there is someone who's been in your house all day.
He followed her home.
Your deadbolt doesn't work.
Despite the deadbolt being locked.
Your guns don't work.
I've never believed that guns were an adequate and acceptable method for self-defense.
Like, wait, well, okay. No, let's not try to push people the gun. Sorry.
The presence of a gun accentuates the possibility for violence.
Don't use lethal force. Shout out our Florida listeners. You guys do whatever. Have fun.
Oh, your dogs don't work either.
Dogs are easy to take out.
Contrary to popular belief, dogs are easy to take out.
They're very easy to take out. I've taken out a number of dogs, okay?
It's a great dog.
No, the dog is incredible.
They say it's Russia.
They're going to put a muzzle on the dog.
It's not Russia.
But then it gets even more violent.
Just to grab those people who are going, well, I got a dog, I'm fine. Like, no.
Stupid. What about cats? Cats are pretty easy to take out, too.
Grab them by the...
Hey, the stat thing, it got me wondering, like, how many in 100 people know somebody that used a taser on someone before?
Yeah.
Because if you want to really dive into what this product is, I don't think many people used it because I don't know anyone that's ever tased anybody.
Like, yeah. Unless you're a cop.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. We'll do the intro again. Officer Mark Pedrati. Hello, Mark. We'll put that back in. Tim, did you mark that? Okay.
Hey, sir.
Hey, Sarge.
Bet you want to make detective, don't you?
You know, fucking cop.
I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.
Micro brought him.
Micro what?
Yeah, the fear mongering was so direct.
She was shopping. He followed her home. The rest is history. And her children are now orphans.
Right? I guess I was thinking there should be a little bit more subtlety.
Now, how did he get in the house?
Right through the front door.
To it? But they wasted no time.
Fact. 9 out of 10 people will be directly affected by crime during their lifetime.
They didn't feel the need for any innuendo.
1 in 2 females alive today will be raped during their lifetimes. Many more than once.
Or preamble, they're like, no. You or someone who you know is going to be murdered or raped very soon unless you have something on you to prevent it from happening.
Like, this woman appears to be an easy target.
Oh, shit. Like, yeah. Well, I don't want to be irresponsible. I'm not a bad person.
Can you spot a criminal?
Why don't I have one of these?
Someone once said, knowledge is power.
Was really what I think they were trying to emote in the viewers. And it was pretty easy to get there.
Let's look at some videotape, which shows you how easy it is.
Because, like I said, you can't misconstrue a thing from this infomercial.
Sharon Colmos, who's going to tell us what it's like to be shot, permanently blinded, kidnapped, raped, stabbed, and left for dead.
I think it is the most directly focused, down-the-barrel RTB of anything we've ever seen.
Yeah. Only thing you can compare it to, nothing that we've watched, obviously, like, officially. Prepper stuff comes to mind.
Collapse is coming. Doomsday clock for global market crash strikes 1 minute to midnight.
You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna need this for this.
Yeah, the Jim Baker shit.
Tomorrow, we could look back and say yesterday was the last day to order and get prepared.
This offer comes with $22.
Yeah.
Food rations.
Yeah, that's an excellent comp. The evangelist fearmongers of send me the money so I can protect you with my Jesus.
Right.
And these people are like, Jesus is great, but you also need to slow someone down with a taser so then Jesus can help you too.
He lunged at me. I prayed and pushed the button.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What if this was just a cross? Like when somebody comes up behind you, you just pull a cross out and you hold it at them.
Studies have shown that the cross will stop anything.
If it takes out their nervous system, then...
So it intercepts the brain waves and scrambles the nervous system.
We're good to go.
I mean, exorcisms are still happening every single day.
I use it every day in my plumbing business.
You know? Mm-hmm. Think about that. There's a stat for you.
Take that for that.
9 out of 10 people have been exercised.
Yeah.
Yeah. 9 out of 10 people love to exercise.
9 out of 10 people don't exercise enough.
64 different exercises.
Caution with a myotron.
Yet it's still safe.
I just really don't want to talk about this infomercial because it scared me.
Delaying the inevitable.
Your life or the life of a loved one may depend on what you do in the next 60 seconds.
Which is you're going to be attacked.
Statistics indicate there is a 93% chance that you or someone in your family will become the victim of one of these crimes.
I'm going to get murder raped very soon.
Probably on your run tomorrow and not by a coyote this time.
Yeah. I know.
It's a man.
His name's Coyote, but yeah.
Wait, what's the guy's name at the end? Monroe?
Michael Chiklis.
No, Monroe. He's like, Monroe.
Monroe.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
In the last scene?
No, they're calling them Monroe because they're blonde women in a car, Marilyn Monroe, I think.
Ah, that is very sneaky.
No way.
Whoa.
That's what I was thinking.
No way.
Unless they were in a town called Monroe.
Wow.
I don't know what to say, really.
Yeah, so the moment you're talking about is that's our last reenactment montage with the two lovely ladies who go dress shopping, and then it turns to nighttime, we get a flat tire, and then two rednecks murder rape them. And one of them's last name is Ariane. And we know that because that montage ends at her headstone with her family leaving flowers at it. Yeah. And it's like, God damn it, this is so dark.
And that's where you can send the money orders too.
Yeah, that is the name of the company for this.
Foundation, yeah.
I mean, it's probably like a America's Most Wanted thing, right? Where the guy's son was abducted and then it was his passion for the rest of his life to be like, this can't happen. Like, people shouldn't have to go through what I went through. So I'm going to start America's Most Wanted.
For tasers.
Yeah. And we're not going to sell any myotrons. You know what I mean? Like,
it's got to be, Dan.
Because that's...
That's got to be what it is.
John Walsh. It's like, that's his unfortunate, terribly sad story. His son Adam was abducted. And
Yeah. And this thing might not work.
Pulse wave technology works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other, I guess, story critique of this was... And I know I called it out somewhat early on while we were watching it last time as well, was I knew they were going to be victim blaming and I was pretty uncomfortable for it. And I mean, I was glad they didn't do it to that woman's face, the woman who was blinded in her attack and then was, you know, speaking to the veracity of this and how it could have helped Sharon Kamlos.
You know what's weird about that one? I'm not going to get into that one. That's the most horrific story I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But if she had this thing, she still got shot in the car.
What if he shot you in the face?
I don't think she would have been able to use it. It seemed out of place. That seemed like the big kahuna story that they were like trying to scare you the most with.
Suddenly I realized I was not in a hospital.
With the most awful things happening. But realistically, I don't think that ever would have stopped from what happened there with this device. And it was kind of bullshit that it was put in here. When I think some of the other stories probably could have been absolved if this device existed. So,
but that's why I think Dan's pickup is probably the right one, that the family has clout in that they lost people to like a violent crime. And they're like, oh, we can get other people who have done this. And it's like, for what? What do you need me for? And they're like, well, we're making this device, but like, you know, the family, like, you know what they've been through. And they're like, yeah, sure. You know what I mean? And like self-defense people.
And like maybe that guy played golf with the former president of Colt. And like the FBI agent that got, he's like, yeah, I was on the case where we investigated his daughter's disappearance. Like, I feel awful about this.
Yeah. And it's like, what are we doing? It's like, we're selling like these cheap plastic things that don't work. It's like, cool.
Cool stuff. Slick stuff. Neat stuff.
You know? They don't kill anybody right now. They literally can't. It's just a light.
Here I am in the light rough.
Oh. Well, fine. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, good. We figured it out.
That's all you had to figure out.
Yeah. Let's pack it up.
Hi, I'm David Pack from the band Ambrosia.
It disarms their Nutrisystem. Did you say Nutrisystem?
System. You got a system.
I got a system.
No. No, you did.
You certainly did, and they certainly do.
What is it? Funny guy. Yeah. But to give the product overview of the Myotron Pulse Wave, it is no stun gun. Mm-hmm. And this is no toy. In 1/1000th of a second, it completely scrambles your nervous system. Yet, it's still safe. It never needs recharging on one lithium power pack. It can actually test fire every day for 10 years. It can test fire every day for 10 years, but like if you have to sting someone with it, it's like, yeah, she gone.
Is that a desk pop?
It's called a desk pop.
Yes. You can do a decade of desk pops.
When's the last time you had a desk pop?
There you go. But when we say every day, we only mean working days, leave the weekends off. That adds a couple of years. Don't worry about it. And you can have this rape-stopping, man-dropping piece of magnificence for just 5 easy payments of $39.99.
It's lithium, Dan.
$200.
It's lithium.
Yeah.
It's powered by lithium.
But yeah, this thing, it looks like a shaver, but like with a deodorant cover on.
Get rid of any smell
in all directions. Like, it looks like deodorant quality plastic.
Quality. Yeah.
And they talked about the battery,
one lithium power pack,
and like a stopping power.
Imagine having the power to simply touch someone.
I think they said stopping power. That's what I was thinking.
All right, Dano.
But it looks like a real piece of shit. Like, it looks like a real flimsy light thing.
I broke a light bulb one time.
So again, it goes into the bucket of probably well-intentioned and coming from a place of deep tragedy within a family. But you're kind of making things worse by telling people they're safe with this thing. So I just can't imagine that they are.
The Myotron is safe.
Yeah.
How many people do you know have ever used a stun gun?
17,395.
If it was so effective.
It's highly effective.
And you could see how effective this is.
That is awesome.
That there would be like stories all over the place. And there would be TikToks and Instagrams dedicated to like tasers of Instagram. It's like, oh man, got another one this week. Like, I feel like it would be noteworthy.
In 2021, Dave's favorite band was Dave Matthews. It's actually right. been recorded on the internet.
You've got
and Spotify. That's I was right. at a Dave Matthews band and I saw somebody get tasered there. It was great. Wow. I only bring that up because I wanted to call Dave out for that. But
self-incrimination to drag Dave down. I like it. Good job.
I have to go along with Dave.
Goes to visit his mommy.
Skip out the bank, the bow.
Skip out. I think it's always funny when people are like, it never needs a charge.
That's the test that you never see on TV.
Like, yeah. You'll never have to replace them.
Never clogs.
And then they'll be like, but it's good for 10 years.
This will be the last putter you ever buy.
I'm just like, well, no, you got to charge it in 10 years. So
yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it means that 9 out of 10 people that are going to be affected by crime will not make 10 years. So
uh-oh.
In the lifetime of it. Yeah, it's probably accurate. Yeah, we're all going
to
die.
Dogs are easy to take out.
The fact that like they use infomercial gags.
Fact.
Like you don't have to charge it for 10 years. And then also it's like so dour.
He followed her home.
And hard to watch. Yeah. That you're like, come, like what?
What on earth hit this house?
And the thing that bothered me more.
So out of place.
Than what Mark's talking about is that they're like, well, self-defense doesn't work. You need one of these.
Yeah.
Many self-defense courses give women a false sense of security.
And it's like, how about maybe you combine this with self-defense?
Right. Like, have this as a part of your arsenal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
An uppercut.
Like,
yeah.
Jab to the throat with this thing. Right. That's a great punch.
And you got like the 1-2 punch.
Yeah. Like, they could have made it a show about like protecting yourself in every way possible, like giving tips and tricks for like being aware of your surroundings. Try to be in groups as often as possible. Try to avoid these types of scenarios, whatever it might be.
And if that doesn't work.
Right. Then also, like, you know, build up your own defenses, self-defense, walk in athletic shoes, not heels. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
And then also, like, none of these things have worked. You're unable to follow this advice. Here's something else to have as your last line of defense. This is more like, he's right behind you. Use this. What?
Yeah. Because it doesn't give any advice to evaluate a situation.
No.
It just puts the victim in the scariest possible situation.
Yes.
To buy something, which is the sales tactic. Yeah. But it's like,
statistics indicate there is a 93% chance that you or someone in your family will become the victim of one of these.
Don't you
crimes.
Think you'd have to practice with this thing? Like,
talking about practice.
Yeah, they didn't even have that. You know?
No.
That would have been funny. Like,
because I think of knives.
What like, about snake knives?
Like, they keep talking about guns in this thing.
The gun that won the West.
Yeah.
So
the guns are fine, but who can hold a gun?
Yeah.
But this is more like a knife, because like a knife can be non-lethal.
That's a knife.
A knife can be concealed a lot easier that way.
My favorite knife.
Usually like by your side sort of thing. But
you can also bring one to the Statue of Liberty.
You can bring six.
Couple. Well,
you can bring six.
You can't go up to Lady Liberty.
No, but you can bring them to it.
You can bring them in there.
They're in the museum now.
What happens when this thing gets, if you are a victim of a horrible crime that's about to happen?
This woman appears to be an easy target.
And somebody takes this from you.
I was just
and tases you with it, and then you're unconscious for an hour. Like,
your nervous system is shut off. You're
that's the fucking dream of these bad people that do this thing. So
I'm Ben Shapiro.
I would go down that path to figure out how do you train people so that that doesn't happen. But I guess in the concealment of what it is, like, they're not talking about that.
Well, I just think it's a nasty question.
Yeah. It's all about the surprise. There's no, you know, if you're being followed by someone,
you followed her home.
You can follow these steps to like get away from them.
I need to run.
Or to disrupt them before anything ever has to happen. You know what I mean? Just by using your own, you know, and like obviously some things are unavoidable, which they're clearly making light of. You know?
Don't scream help. Don't scream rape. Scream fire.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a real one.
Oh, wow.
Mm. People run away when they hear help or rape. When they hear fire, they want to come towards it to help.
Wow.
Part of it. It's a weird psychological thing.
Yep. Crazy.
That should be in it. Put that in the fucking infomercial.
I am being more helpful than this infomercial.
All right, Dano.
They hammer home the scare tags when they come off of that last montage. And here is what our hostess, Linda Watkins, says. To erase the realities of this, all we have to do is pretend. Pretend that this is not really happening and that violence has not reached epidemic proportions in this country. Since we began this documentary, Over 2,400 crimes have been committed, including over 1,000 acts of violence. Over 500 people have been assaulted. Over 100 women have been raped. And 30 people have died violent deaths.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Call now.
Yeah, without that. Yeah.
And if you call in the next 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, Jesus. Oh, okay.
Let's go back to talking about Bread, the band.
Yeah. Oh, you, what'd you say? Oh. But, I mean, there were certainly a number of questionable things and tactics employed by this infomercial. But I will say, the first time that they queued up, let's show the Myotron in action. With the elderly couple in the park stinging away two attackers. I was like, interested, but I still couldn't help myself from asking why.
Religion, greed, money, sex. But why? Why? Why?
As always, it's easy to dismiss this stuff as a joke, but we have to consider the whys of each show. And there are a lot of them.
Do we have to consider anything as a joke from this one, actually?
Well, I don't know what to say, really.
I have to go along with Dave.
I don't think this is the first infomercial to use fear as an incentive to buy. But for us, that's probably been related to the safety of kitchen products.
My fryer is safe.
It's not, you know.
Ladders.
Step up in safety.
Protecting, yeah. Protecting yourself against a rapist. Never has the tone of an infomercial been so bleak. The fear is really exploited here, as we've talked about already. We didn't talk about this yet, but it reminded me of the Reagan-era DARE program.
Just say no.
Which,
yes. Oh, nice.
If listeners don't know, was an anti-drug and anti-violence campaign that went through local police departments and into your schools, teaching of the unsubtle evils lurking behind certain corners in your hometown. People selling drugs, bullying, stuff like that.
People just like you.
It's not so much that this thing doesn't have a case in that rape and sexual violence aren't a threat to women. It's more so that they think a fucking vibrator on a string is going to actually save you in a situation like this. That's where the tone starts to bother me. If you're going to tell these horror stories, then let's also hear a success story, maybe? I don't know. I suspect that the reason we don't is because there probably aren't many of them.
No, don't remind me. It makes me feel really bad.
After all, what's worse than some dirtbag sexually assaulting someone? How about someone that's constantly paranoid that it might happen to them because of this infomercial?
One in two females alive today will be raped during their lifetimes. Many more than one.
But shit, what do I know? If this thing makes you feel better about scrambling someone's nervous system, then go nuts.
So it intercepts the brainwaves and scrambles the nervous system.
I can't disagree with anything you said.
I have to go along with Dave.
Because if I do, then I'm definitely on the wrong side of history.
But it's what we were talking about before. It's like,
yeah,
you are making someone paranoid enough to buy something that probably isn't going to work when you could be, I don't know. Maybe this shouldn't be an infomercial, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe this one's off limits, you know?
Yeah. And one of the things they did was they did one of the tropes that I like, which is make it the fake television show.
Documentary.
Right? Yeah.
It was crime in America.
With this nation's crime rate, the wrong place at the wrong time could be anywhere at any time.
You know, I was like, oh, that sounds kind of okay. Sorry. It's crime in America, colon, are you safe?
Safe.
Yeah, it's like, well, I guess not. If 93% of us are going to get murder raped during the show, like,
yeah.
It's like, who's your audience? First of all, like,
you know what fear is.
They don't say if all Americans are all people. They say if those watching this, it's like, I'm going to turn this off then. What happened to my odds? Are better? Worse? Fuck.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot worse than 93%. Yeah.
It's like when we watch or when we start talking about, like, what are the broadcast rules or, you know, what are the rules of the infomercial? Like, aren't you not allowed to do this, this, and this? It's like, there's no fucking rules. Like, and if there are, they just make things like, weirder, eh. You know?
At least when Mike Levy comes up with an amazing Discovery show, he has like format built around it. This thing is on its own. It's just a scare. It means nothing after, like, there's no next follow-up to it, you know? It's getting you to buy this thing right now. Call now. And then that's it. And then you know who really doesn't care about your health and your safety?
Mr. Eaton?
This infomercial, just telling you this once.
Yeah.
I wish this was like a series, right? I wish, like we were talking before, I wish there was like preventative measures that like come into play here that can keep you up to date on how, you know, criminals are like attacking people now and stuff.
He followed her home.
It's like a flash in the pan.
It's powered by lithium.
Basically all this thing is.
They went hard. Like you wonder who's behind it creatively. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably the family.
Have us over for a nice family meal.
And like, there's just a decision making that must have happened to be like, we're going to make this terrifying. Who are we going to hire? That's the other curious bit about this. Another why thing.
Why?
But it's like, who is making these reenactments and these like little plays with like this crazy shit going on that is sometimes like just terrifying?
My God, Sharon. This was the man who shot you.
And yeah. And sometimes completely stupid.
Baby, you and me can party.
Like you're like, whoa, like you're getting into B movie, like B exploitation movies. You know what I mean?
Well, it looks like we've just given new meaning to the term reach out and touch someone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they had the 7 cutaways. They had the panel discussion with, what was it, 5 or 6 panelists who were there.
Yeah.
Like,
audience, they had like audience
open Q&A with the audience. Yeah. There were a ton of people involved with this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which isn't that crazy considering what we've seen in other infomercials. That's not weird that they would go from, oh, this is kind of a little movie.
You're not the bellman.
To, oh, we're on a set now and there's an audience. And he was like, what are they doing here? You know?
Yeah. We took a little field trip.
I don't understand this mix of how they put this in together. Like,
no.
When I was watching half of this, the dramatizations, like I joked about it on the watch party, like it's like Death Wish 3 when you get into like some of like the gang things and they're like, let's get the funniest looking, like most stereotypical gang members.
Can you spot a criminal
to do this stuff? And there's such a disconnect from reality. And
to erase the realities of this, all we have to do is pretend.
And then on the other hand, they're like, let's listen to this woman that actually went through like the most difficult thing ever.
And suddenly I realized I was not in a hospital.
Yeah, the blending, right? Like the blurring the lines between those things. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very disorienting.
So it intercepts the brain waves and scrambles the nervous system.
Pretty big. Oh, here's a cartoon depiction of what fucking gang rape looks like. Yeah, but then also meet this woman who was shot, stabbed, kidnapped, raped, and left for dead. It's like, wait, is she part of the other thing? This is, oh my God, this poor woman, right? Like,
oh, I can't laugh at this scene.
Like, you can laugh at an old guy on a bench being like, oh, let me give you my car keys. You might as well take my car. And he zaps the dude.
I'm assuming you wanted the keys too.
Yeah, you might as well take my car keys too.
Yeah. And then,
But if he doesn't win, that one's kind of scary too. You know, it's like, well, that's.
I can't believe this. So,
the other
like,
guy ran away.
If he's stinging your buddy, like, you just walk, like, punk.
Yeah.
A quick right cross. You're 3 times his size. You're like, all right, unless his wife also has a myotron that she's concealing.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the odds here and go for a headshot and take those stupid car keys he's jangled at me.
Missed opportunity to not have Mrs. Claus zap that guy.
We don't want any trouble.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where are you going, Sonny? Yeah. Nice. Nice. Roast.
You can't sit on my bench if you don't pay.
Get off my bench.
You know what one of the keys here is?
Car keys?
No. Nice. The host. The host really doesn't bring it together.
I'm Linda Watkins.
She's a bit of the ice queen of the whole thing, where it's just like, you know, it's not like Bo Riles.
Hey, this is Bo Riles, and you're listening to Call Now Podcast.
Comes in and is like, now listen, there's some troubling things going on in this country. You know, like,
I'm not going to pretend it's all roses out there, but listen, hey, it's not as bad as you think.
Not too bad.
We got a shocking system.
System. You got a system.
I got a system.
But that's a choice. You know what I mean? And they're like, let's get the stern woman to do this. And it's like, oh boy.
Uh-oh.
You know?
This is very serious.
Are you serious?
But is it because there's a guy wearing a skull bandana? Like, so is it serious or isn't it?
Just jive he's talking.
You know?
Yeah. Everyone had fingerless gloves. I don't remember, but everybody did.
Now, I noticed that you're wearing gloves.
Everyone looked like a bad guy in Repo Man.
The more you drive, the less intelligent you are.
Mm-hmm. Or Death Wish 3. Shout out Death Wish 3. Nice, Mark.
It's my car.
Yeah. Oh, they killed the giggler, man.
How are you going to die?
No, no accessories with this one. Spoiler alert for the Ronnies, no Barry Ozer. This
remember Barry Ozer?
Barry, take a week off.
Hey, get him in a
break. Well, I guess we do have some awards to give out in the continuance of this somber episode. So why don't we just go to the Ronnies? But we'll do that.
We all know infomercials love to claim that the products they're pitching are award-winning. But let's not forget, they wouldn't have any of those imaginary awards without the hard work of the stars of these infomercials, and that's why each week, the boys hand out the Ronnies, their acknowledgement of the greatest moments of these informative and supposedly objective works of art. They're named in honor of the godfather and patron saint of TV pitchmen, me, Ron Popeil.
First category, the Lynn Gerhart.
There's a treasure underneath.
Award for Best Value Proposition. We can't say that you won't be murder rapes. So I guess that can't be on there, but.
Oh, gosh.
Our nominees are. It's Death Proof. It can't kill you or your attacker, no matter how hard you try.
The Myotron is safe and non-lethal.
Great.
All right.
Ease of use, I guess. To summarize the combination of being lithium-powered and maintenance-free and coming with a lifetime warranty, I don't know if that warranty includes you fending off an attacker, right? If you're like, hey, I bought the Myotron and I was still murder-raped, I would like my $200 back. They're like, sorry, no, that's not what the warranty covers.
Wasn't a life warranty.
Full life warranty. So you won't die a violent death. I mean, then, $200, I mean, that's pretty cheap. For that, I'm good. Yeah, let's do that. Mm-hmm. And our last nominee is that it's very discreet, but it'll haunt your dreams. This baby is just a stick of deodorant on a keychain with a happy light on it, and before you know it, your nervous system is pudding. Ha-ha! It
completely scrambles your nervous system.
Try and pin me in an elevator, sweetheart.
Take your hands off me.
Mm-hmm. Gnome Zane. Yep. So, that's it. It's like... relatively safe.
And while non-lethal, they say it's amazingly effective.
It's kind of easy to use.
Dogs are easy to take out.
And it's not a gun.
A gun that won the West.
I think that's what the discretion is of it. Because a gun will make someone kill you.
You know what fear is.
But this thing will make the person who wants to kill you after they wake up from getting stunned.
One lithium power pack.
So, that's good.
That's good!
I'm going to jump in here. I think Death Proof is really funny.
It's highly effective. But not lethal.
Especially when they're like, oh, can we have this at home?
Yeah, give it to your kids.
When the kids are around and stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Kids, you know, maybe shocking themselves out for an hour is probably not the worst thing.
Let your kids have fun doing all the decorating.
You can't kill them. So it's like, why would you be that concerned?
Also,
they're just out for a little while.
Huge missed opportunity to have that as a thing, right? Mm-hmm. Being like, I was skeptical of having any weapons or self-protection in the house, but knowing the relative safety of this with the stopping power, you know, it was fine. Then like show a little kid just buzzing himself and dad being like, nah, look at you, buddy. We call this the babysitter. Come here, kids. Mommy and daddy need some quiet time.
My dad had a taser.
Sure.
And the moment we found out he had a taser, we would mess around with it.
This is about real, right?
It's like the cigarette lighter in the car. It's like,
is this a joke?
This gets really hot.
Yeah. It's like, you're going to touch it once.
Touch it, Brian.
No. You're going to be touched by it at least once.
Yeah. You're going to shock Brian once to see if it works. So yeah, Death Proof is crazy. Easy to use.
Let's look at some videotape, which shows you how easy it is.
I would actually say it is pretty easy to use when you practice.
Don't panic.
And like full honesty, like if you get good with this thing, like if you get good with a weapon, like you're pretty much an unstoppable force.
You're frying squirrels with it and stuff, and then you can torture them in your house to death. Or I mean, whatever you guys want, whatever you want to do, like you have the freedom because now the power's in your hands.
Yeah,
it's powered by lithium.
Want or did?
Well, I just think it's a nasty question.
What?
Take a look at some of these charts.
What we want to do or did?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Go ahead, Dave. What do you think? Or Mark, do you want to make your selection? Sorry about that.
So easy to use. You got to know how to use it. But the very discreet part of this thing is the value of it, because that's the only way this thing fends off people.
The device, totally disguised.
Yeah. They don't know it's coming. You zap them in the nuts in the elevator.
Last time I'm going to say this, bozo.
Yeah.
You can go home to your family safe.
Wait, so you're going with discreet?
Yeah.
All right. I don't like Death Proof because...
The movie?
Did you hear me, Butterfly?
No, I do like Death
Proof. Three?
Because it's like, I wish they didn't say it. Like, it was like, you went hard on everything, but you were like, oh, no, it won't kill anyone. It won't kill anyone.
Kill them all. Of course.
You know what I mean?
Do you wish it did?
Well, I wish they didn't say it. You know, I wish that it was like a disclaimer that was like, this can't electrocute you, so be careful.
You crazy? Everybody knows that water and electricity don't mix. You'll kill yourself.
Because it's like, if there's those things on the street, then maybe someone's more scared of you. I don't know.
You're not peacocking. You're not puffer fishing. No, you're not scaring anybody away.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's like, oh, okay. Anyway. So,
all right.
Discreet. I like, no, I go ease of use because
it's powered by lithium.
I think Mark actually made the best case, which is like, if you do train with this thing and get good at it and it does work, you're just pushing a button. And as far as I know, there's infinite uses to it because it's made out of lithium.
One lithium power pack.
I think. So that's on the periodic table and ease of use.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's mine.
It's full lithium. Yeah.
Yep. Full lithium.
Yeah. It's full. It's 100% lithium.
Go to the lake, go fire and fry.
Ding, 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 bam. Mark, as you were talking about and describing like the discretion of it, the problem is, one of the things that it makes me feel like it's doing is it's giving you too much confidence for the conflict. When you're like, I don't have to run. You need to get within 3 feet so I can sting you with this. It's like, man, I don't think you want to invite trouble as close as it has to be to use this. Because they didn't say anything about range, right? Like, how far is this in shoot? Like, do you have to touch them with it?
Oh, you got to hit them with it. Yeah.
Imagine having the power to simply touch someone.
Yeah.
What if they have more reach than you?
Don't panic and reach for the 7-wood.
Right? Like, you're getting your hand. What if they slap your hand? Well, I guess it has that little wrist strap. But then they have it, like we said before, and then they're stunning you before they have their evening.
Uh-oh.
But Dan, no. The discreet thing, like, the attacker doesn't know it's there.
Where are you from originally?
Yeah, but you have to use it.
Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
It doesn't do any value just to be like swinging it, like, hey, like, it's just my deodorant on a string. Come here. Like,
I think that's all part of it, too. It, like, the attacker doesn't know it's there. The attacker doesn't know that you're using it on them.
You don't know the attacker's there. He doesn't know that's there until after he sees your unconscious body. He's like, oh, this piece of shit. And he steps on it and then throws you in his trunk. Yeah.
He's like, what is this, lithium? Amateurs.
Bing, bing, ba ding, 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 bing. Oh, I thought, Dave, I thought you were ready. Sorry.
I was trying to do another one. Post.
That's fine.
He's got Mom and Dad went to a show. Drop me off at Grandpa Joe. Grandma, take me home. Sorry.
He's the one. Sorry. All right. So, I mean, honestly, I like the non-lethality of it. I like that.
See, I like Dave Matthews and Nirvana. Fuck off.
Hey, people are complicated. You know, I mean, that's nothing proves it better than that.
Dan, just make sure the next episode has some lithium batteries involved with it too. Let's keep this ball rolling, huh?
Come as you want, and as you know, we'll split the pot. I think the value proposition is that you're gonna die anyways, so just at least you'll have this with you. Cool, have fun.
You know what fear is.
It's highly effective.
Let's look at some videotape which shows you how easy it is.
Pick that up like you were afraid of it.
The Myotron is safe and non-lethal.
The device, totally disguised.
It completely scrambles your nervous system.
Last time I'm gonna say this, bozo.
Fact.
It's powered by lithium.
That was funny. In my other version of Why Dave, I had Anton Chigurh is coming anyway, so just
I was thinking Casino the whole time here too. Yeah. When they zapped the guy with a cattle prod.
Oh my god.
Speaking of cattle prods, it's time for the Nancy Nelson
Hi, what's your name?
Award for best testimonial and or expert opinion. It's the award formerly known as the Terry Scott
Look Magic
Award. And like we said, there's a lot of folks, a lot of folks that roll through this one. I guess candidates, nominees,
victims.
Jesus. Yeah. In some case, in at least one case, victim are those who are fonted or who say their name. They literally say what their name is. I think that Nancy asked them off camera. And our nominees are Janice Daisy, criminologist.
We're here with career criminologist Janice Daisy, looking for some answers.
Who investigated one of the cases that they talked about and knew too much and did some victim blaming. She was a little bit strange.
In this case, she was shopping.
Great mid-90s mom haircut, though. All the credit in the world to her for that.
Mm-hmm.
We had David C. Eaton, past president, Colt firearm.
Mr. David Eaton, past president.
And he, you know, he was there twice. He was there for his original defamation of firearms early on.
I've never believed guns were adequate.
And then followed up by fielding some questions later, so go for him.
It's powered by lithium.
We have Dr. Russell Wilson,
jumped around.
MD, PhD, neurologist.
That's not what he wanted to cook.
he's the star witness of why this won't kill you but disable your central nervous system. So
Broncos country, let's ride.
Yep. We have 6'4",
standing over 6 feet tall,
Pam Garrett, self-defense instructor,
a 12-year veteran instructor of self-defense,
through badmouth self-defense,
who says many self-defense courses give women a false sense of security,
and lets you know that her whole career is a fucking lie.
All right, Dano,
because it's not gonna help you. You need a Myotron. You're an idiot for listening.
I wonder how she felt about this. Yeah.
She's like, well, yeah, you can learn self-defense. Like, it's good cardio, but like, you're still going to die. It's, oh, wow. Do you say that in your class?
Is it still hot out there?
We also have the last nameless couple. He's last nameless by my investigation, Ed and Shelley.
I'm Ed. And this is my wife, Shelley.
The best couple in history. He's wearing a green shirt and she's playing with a Myotron the whole time when they're talking.
It's highly effective.
His and hers.
Or a woman.
His and hers, Myotrons. You get the black one, the white one. You can color coordinate, you know. You go into a wedding, put one in your handbag.
Well, I'm married with two children.
Come on, guys. We have the unfortunate story of Sharon Komlos, who, as we heard, was blinded by an attack in 1980. But she also did end up becoming, I'll say, a successful author.
Mm-hmm.
God bless her, poor woman. We had Bert Strickler, FBI, retired.
Can you see that working?
I don't remember what he said, but I'm sure it was like, they're going to get you. So just have a buzz on you or whatever. Fucking care. When do I get paid? I think that's actually a direct quote.
Take that for data.
And then running anchor was Dina Dare.
You know what fear is.
Woo! Speaking of Dare, shout out Dare program.
Drugs. Some of the big kids do them.
Shout out Marley.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she's not an actress.
And in fact, none of our stuff is reversed.
And she also told a harrowing story of an awful attack that she was a victim of, but that the Myotron saved her life because it penetrated his jacket and sweatshirt. He dropped the knife.
He lunged at me. I prayed and pushed the button.
He dropped the ground dazed and she called it her little white angel.
My little white angel.
So that's cute.
Yeah.
So
she was low key scary.
Yeah, she was real quiet.
Yeah.
Now you can hear me.
I mean, she's obviously been through something horrific, so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, this is gonna be a tough one to punch up. But yeah, that's everyone.
That's the whole system.
For my money, I love David E.
Pick that up like you were afraid of.
That's just an old man who's out of place.
I'm going to jail.
And somehow got roped into this.
It's what it is.
And is told to badmouth his product.
I heard you paint houses.
That he made his whole life on.
I also do my own carpentry.
That's also the interesting thing, right? Is everyone who's like an expert in something is an expert to badmouth what they know and what they do.
That's all I do.
It's like when you're finding expert testimony and you want the best expert possible. Who will defend your side of the case because they're being remunerated for their testimony?
Glossy in court.
So you want to make sure that they're going to be saying what, you know, bolsters your case.
So are we better?
So it made me wonder if they reached out to like Billy Blanks or someone else in the self-defense sector. And they're also like, no, I'm not saying that. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Or if they went to other people in weapons and they're like, no, like anyone who was currently working, they're like, no, the NRA will shoot me if I say that.
Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
And David Eaton's like, crushes out his 3.5-inch wide cigar and says, fuck it, how much you paying, Hoss?
How much is the 22 times 12?
Ed and Shelley were great. I thought they were adorable.
Adorable.
I thought they were fantastic. They were the only moment of levity throughout this, like intentional levity.
It was the most infomercial of the infomercial, for sure.
Yeah. Isn't it weird that Ed was like, I didn't know about this thing until I had to check it out? And I was like, how did you check this thing out?
Check out what happens.
Well, I think that means that his wife has to ask him for money. And then he goes and investigate what she wishes to purchase. And then he'll give her the go, no go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe they're not that funny now that I said that.
Stop laughing. It's not fun.
Well, in comparison to the rest of.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you think they were real?
Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
Do you think that was real testimony? Do you think they were
robots?
The talking robot with a mind of its own.
Yep. Yeah.
This is Westworld season 4. They planted this in 96. They're going to roll that in next year.
This is 2020.
I was in my own head when you're mentioning Billy Blanks with David Eaton. The worst name for somebody that would work at Colt would be Billy Blanks. You know? It's like the anti-Colt.
A gun that won the West.
Dude, what do you got?
Dina Dare is great.
That's right.
I dare you.
Oh, gosh.
I really like Dina Dare.
My little white angel.
Ed and Shelley were good.
It completely scrambles your nervous system.
I liked David Eaton.
They breed violence.
I thought he was like a little more pragmatic than I ever thought that guy was ever going to be.
You dramatically increase the potential for violence.
Which was interesting. Like, this day and age, if you heard somebody from Smith & Wesson or Colt Firearms saying that, like...
Guns are dangerous.
Guns are dangerous, and they... I don't think that happens anymore.
Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know.
I think they vote on party lines.
Yeah. 94 was crazy.
Is that a protest?
But I can't go away from my girl, Pamela Garrett.
Standing over 6 feet tall.
6 foot four. Ooh. Self-defense instructor.
A 12-year veteran instructor of self-defense.
64.
1101.
Pam Garrett, Southeast Louisiana State, outside linebacker.
I wonder how she feels about how she was portrayed in this, or how they duped her into being like, actually what she does is bullshit. You need a laser.
Who says many self-defense courses give women a false sense of security.
You're going to need a laser. But I think Pamela is the one that actually got paid. I think David was probably an investor, and the rest of them just got used.
My other daughter, Lauren.
So yeah, Pam for me. It's a Pam for me.
Pam.
Nice. I did not think you were going there, Dave. I like it.
Yeah.
I like that you did that.
I like that.
Yep.
We've talked about this for a little while now. It's between Ed and Shelley and David C. Eaton.
Mm-hmm.
I think David, even though he's probably an investor of this thing.
Investors?
Possibly you!
From the moment David takes that gun from her.
Mr. David Eaton.
It's just great. Oh, you're afraid of that gun, basically?
Pick that up like you were afraid of
and
it.
And then he goes and defends this product.
It's powered by lithium.
He's a full fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Get him out of here!
This whole thing is full fraud.
Get him the hell out!
So tonight, I'm going to be eating with David C. Eaton.
We are not. It's I beautiful. Am dressed for dinner.
The presence of a gun accentuates the possibility of violence. David C.
They breed violence.
It really does. If you have a gun, you're going to get murder raped. If you have a Myotron, you might get murder raped.
Yeah. If you have a mouse, a Mac magic mouse on your keychain.
It's the first wireless mouse. That's what they should have done.
You I mean, got mail.
That's another thing, right? They should have made it more utilitarian, right? Could it have been the Myotron on one end and then something else on the other? Like a mouse or like a normal laser pointer.
Or a flashlight.
Flashlight.
Or a perfect steak pod.
Add a little butter while you're waiting there, man.
Tells you when to flip it.
No, I like it being just a steak on the other end.
It also does chicken.
Steaktron.
Yeah.
You guys think so, don't you?
So I think the right way to do this is the person I would least like to explain a podcast to. And so... I'm going to surprise you, Mark. It's actually Pamela Garrett.
Pam Garrett.
I don't want to explain
I was going to say that.
Because she is so intimidating. David Eaton, I don't think, would hear a word I was saying, so I could just keep talking.
And he definitely died in 02.
He was one of the 30 people who died during this documentary.
It's dedicated to him.
Yeah.
He got hit by a taxi as a bike messenger. It was unrelated, but still part of the statistic.
Pancaked by drunk dump truck driver.
Pancaked by drunk dump truck driver.
Yeah, he was the tiny dinky Daffy of that group for sure. But Pamela Garrett is the one I would love to see towering over Nancy Nelson while she was asked, "What's your name?"
And this lady, Pam Garrett, a 12-year veteran instructor of self-defense, standing over 6 feet tall, who says many self-defense courses give women a false sense of security. Pam, you carry a Myotron. Why?
Because it works every time.
Pam Garrett, show us how it works.
Couldn't be simpler. You activate it by pulling the safety slide back and pressing the hidden button. The pulse wave comes from the tip.
All right, guys, we're going back to the well for another edition of the Kimberly Horn
Watch
Award for Best Reenactment Montage. So these will be presented in their order of appearance.
Mm-hmm.
First off, our opening scene, where you start with the woman walking to the car. She stuns the guy, calls the cops from Zach Morris's car phone, and only because of the Myotron.
This man has picked the wrong woman. Watch closely.
Great. We have number two, which I think is the longest one. So this is like the lead in to the opening of Crime in America.
Crime in America.
Where it's the woman surrounded by a group of men, and then the rape in the alley. Then the walking outside of a motel and a guy, I think, pickpockets a woman. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a rapist montage.
Uh-oh.
It's just like all these different, there's like a Newsweek article flies up, and then it's this creepy guy in the trees. There's just men are all awful, Peeping Tom.
There's an old guy on a bus too that gets surrounded by a bunch of people.
And then they do the cut to, I thought it was Manson, the close up. But then I read that it was Richard Ramirez, but it doesn't look like Richard Ramirez, but his crimes are much more relevant to the Myotron than the Manson crimes. So we'll trust the experts at Infomercial Health.
You got mail.
And say that it was indeed the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, for the close-up, which then leads to your graphic, your title card, Crime in America, Are You Safe?
Not anymore.
And I don't know, it was maybe 60 or 90 seconds.
64.
But it felt like that was its own separate TV show. And they were throwing stats on the screen.
One in two females alive today will be raped during their lifetimes. Many more than one.
They're also just flashing kidnap, murder,
pickpocketing,
rape. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Pick one of these.
It's like, wait, are those all for sale in this infomercial? I don't think this is a good idea.
I don't eat meat.
Our third montage and third nominee is the man creepy footsteps into the woman's house where he's then lurking over a sleeping woman.
Peek-a-boo.
Our number four is putting the Myotron in action, where it's the old people versus bone thugs in the park.
The old people sit on my bench. You're going to have to pay.
Right.
Number five is the elevator attack, which I can't believe we haven't talked about yet.
Last time I'm going to say this, bozo.
Number six is the Ted Bundy attack, where it was so weird because they do the Ted Bundy thing where he's got the fake cast and the crutch and he brings her over to the van.
This is my van.
And then the woman Myotrons him. And then she was also a cop.
This is a Myotron and this is a bad.
I don't fucking know what they're trying to do. So it's like, did they have a deal with law enforcement? Were they trying to push for a deal with law enforcement?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, believe it or not, I was confused by it. Something during this infomercial. Stunning.
All right, Dano.
I think that was just a writerly flair.
Or your lack of flair.
Is what happened.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, a plot twist.
The plot thickens.
Cop.
Smash cut two.
Didn't even know you had a plot.
No kidding.
I mean, Stephen King just cannot end his novel. I don't care what anybody says, okay?
Yeah, right.
And then our final is the story of this poor Miss Ariane, who was dress shopping, got the flat tire, the two rednecks murder rape these two women, and then they show the crime scene the next day with the underwear strewn about in the woods, and then dissolve into like family leaving flowers at the Ariane headstone. And I'm just like, fuck is going on here? It never let up. There was no reprieve during this, right? This was like the first Clockwork Orange infomercial we've had, where it's like, no, you're watching this. I know you don't like it.
Watch.
I thought Contact Body Blast was like that, because it's like, oh, this is just a really dog shit infomercial. This is a whole different sport when it comes to what you don't want to have to watch for 28 and a half minutes. Yeah, I don't know. Dave, do you want to set the table for us?
Oh, absolutely.
And steer us in any direction?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Well, thanks, Kimberly.
The dress shopping is just, it's terrifying. You can't pick that one. Especially if it even is remotely real. Ted Bundy, same thing. Too weird. The elevator attack was interesting.
Baby, you and me can party.
It felt like it could have been a Mad Men scene.
That's
yeah. Well, not so much the groping, but like the fact that she's just like, this conflict has been resolved.
What happened to him?
Oh, just a little attitude adjustment concerning women.
It's like, yeah, I don't think it was, you know?
Yeah, it's like, got you, you stinker.
The man's at large. Oh, God. Yeah, old people versus bone thugs, I really want to pick.
We don't want any trouble.
In the creepy footstep. I love the montage. The opening scene is good. So for me, it's between creepy footsteps and the old people versus bone thugs. Creepy footsteps was kind of like freaky, but fuck it. Old people versus bone thugs.
You hear this, old man?
It was just like exactly what we needed when we were watching this. And I was just, yeah. I was there for it. It was silly. It was stupid. Right. It was like, how did they get that one in there? Oh, and I also read, did you guys read this? That apparently they like rebroadcasted the infomercial and they deleted that scene and put in a call now bit instead.
Whoa.
Because apparently like wasn't as effective enough. Yeah. Like our man Tom Purvis told us.
I have to go along with Dave.
Yeah, later airings featured an edited version of the Crime in America infomercial. The Park Bench and elevator dramatizations were replaced by boring testimonials.
Yep. The re-edits are real, as Tom Purvis told us.
You got
it? You know? Yeah. But it was too silly, and they dropped it on the, you know, they dropped it. But of course, that's what I'm picking.
Nice. You know what the other nice thing about the old people in the park? There was no attempted rape in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was really great about that one.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
No one was actively trying to rape one of them on screen. So
yeah,
I thought that was really cool.
It's also in the montage too. There's a quick snippet of that in the montage.
Oh yeah. Hey, don't waste it.
Yeah, Dave. It's compelling knowing that those two are cut out. I mean, that makes it a little better.
It's better.
The dress shopping one, the one at the end, like you were saying, Dave. That is so heavy, but the fact if we want to just take it aside that it wasn't real and you're just looking at it from like a narrative standpoint.
Yeah, like it was an exploitation movie or something.
It's like it's a good scene that they set up.
Yeah.
It's like multiple locations sort of thing. So that one is fine. The Ted Bundy one, overplayed, the badge at the end, very funny.
And you are under arrest.
She might as well have just looked at the camera and said, I'm a cop.
No, she should have said, women can be cops too.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's 1998.
64.
Elevator attack.
Baby.
It might actually be mine.
One's mine. You can't have it.
Because it's amazing. It's like, I think it's directed by Todd Phillips, the whole thing.
Yeah.
The guy was there for the gangbang.
Yeah. When Todd Phillips did a madman.
Yeah. Exactly. Creepy footsteps. I didn't get opening scene. I knew it was a little like, oh man, this gotta be between the montage and the elevator attack. But yeah, I gotta go with elevator attack because it's at least the lightest one of them all, because it's the most unbelievable character, criminal on the thing.
It's cartoony.
He gets zapped in the fucking nuts.
Add some nuts.
And she has a joke to old people walking in there. Like, it kind of has it all in about a minute. So yeah. I'm going with that. That one wins.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So I think the way I would have the medalists go are the three that you two have focused on. And I would go in order. So the bronze for me would be the old people in the park.
We don't want any trouble.
Because it was great. And like I said, I appreciate that. No one got raped in that one.
Appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
Second was the full end-to-end montage.
Yeah.
But there was so much there.
Let's look at some videotape.
That it almost like, too much to try to digest.
That the montage should have been a reoccurring call now bit.
Call these numbers.
If this
right
were
now.
A real infomercial, that's what should have been happening.
Someone's like, Stan, here's 8 times your rate.
Mm-hmm.
Please put this together.
With some financials over it, with some
call
to actions over it, right?
Yeah.
Hitting you on the head.
Just own it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they just, it was a waste that they obviously put so much time into editing that and they only used it once.
I know.
That's a little bit of a bummer. And yeah, the elevator thing, it's ridiculous. It was nuts. She kept warning him. And like, he just there's nothing subtle. I mean, like this whole thing, but like, he doesn't like walk in and like stand on the side and like look her up and down and like be creepy. He walks in, just starts touching her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. He says, hey, baby, you and me can party. We can party, baby.
Can I touch?
And then she does call him a bozo.
Last time I'm going to say this, bozo.
And then she zaps him in the nuts. And he goes unpunished. He does not meet any. There's no actual justice in this case other than getting your nuts zapped.
His nervous system.
Completely scrambles your nervous system.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm going to have to move quicker next time.
So fast.
Like, that's his lesson learned. He's like, oh. When I get the second, I'm warning you, buddy, I have to go with a quick shot to debilitate and then then seal the deal, baby.
Then maybe I don't get so close next time to be zapped.
Or is a girl boss feminism? And he's just like, I don't mess with a girl boss.
Yes, queen. You know? Yes, queen. This
proto girl boss feminism right here.
This is where it came from. 1996, I mean, Hillary's in the White House. You know, I mean, think about it. There's a lot going on.
Bill Clinton.
So it ends with the doors opening. She walks out. Other people are getting on. They're like, oh, what happened to him? She's And she just calmly relays, oh, just a little attitude adjustment concerning women.
Hey, when you're a star, they let you do it.
Cool. And then, I mean, really, to top it all off, is coming back into the Q&A, and Linda, shout out AT&T.
You've got mail.
Looks like she just gave a new meaning to the term, reach out and touch someone.
And everybody claps.
Everybody's like, yeah! USA! Yes. USA!
Yes, we can.
But what's great is the people in that room definitely didn't see that. You know, like, their guard just clap when Linda says a stupid when she's done. Like, yeah.
No, they're clapping at David Eaton like
it's powered by lithium.
Like doing a gun swirl trick or something.
Ting, 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 shooting dance. He has 17 myotrons set up to go ting, 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 ting. Got one left in the chamber, brother. King.
I'm retired.
You ever see Clint Eastwood in The Enforcer?
I may have to move fast, and I don't need too much linguine to hold me back. Oh,
now we're talking.
What's this jive he's talking?
So yeah, and also the elevator thing feels like it could have been an episode of Curb. So that's it. That could have been Jeff. Well, I wasn't touching it. Do you think I touched her? No.
Larry, you got to walk away, man. You got to walk away, Larry.
Congratulations to Larry David and the elevator scene for taking home the hardware.
Take your hands off me.
Baby, you and me can party.
Last time I'm gonna say this, bozo. Get your hands off me.
What happened to him?
Oh, just a little attitude adjustment concerning women.
It looks like we've just given new meaning to the term reach out and touch someone.
That's all we got for Ronnie's. The would you, wouldn't you? I mean, Mark, I know that in a circumstance you'd love to play with Taser. I mean, that's fun.
Yeah, I'd love to get one. Yep.
Different use cases for this, like bachelor party toy. You know what I mean? Like someone just walk around stunning people. It'd be awesome to have your nervous system shut off in 1/1000th of a second.
My little white angel.
Wake up a half an hour later and just keep drinking. Hopefully no one noticed. No? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. It sounds a little irresponsible. Now that I'm saying it out loud, it sounds somewhat irresponsible, but that's okay. I wouldn't want one of these.
You think Big Pepper Spray was mad at this infomercial?
Big Pep. Hello, hello, Pep.
Hey, man. I'm on eBay right now, and Myotron Checkmate. Stun gun, not a toy, rare, $700 on eBay nice. Right now.
It's definitely signed by like Shane Victorino.
No, it's signed by Pam Garrett.
Oh, Miles Garrett's mom. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Garrett. Oh. Classic.
That's a good Photoshop, Miles Garrett with pee-pee pants. I like that.
So I'm not going to spend $700 on this yet.
Keep it running.
But I mean, we'll put it on Patreon if somebody wants to do $700 and Myotron on us, you know, for just $700 a month. We'll buy a Myotron and then you'll get to one of us on the Patreon will shock the other two. So that's it. You know, for $700 a month, we'll get our Myotron and then your perpetual payments will be used for more batteries. So. You know, think about it. It's a good cause. A lot of good people on both sides. So,
Apple.
You know, stay safe. But yeah, I don't want one. I'm good.
The criminals.
No.
Yeah.
I want one.
Wait till my husband finds out I'm going to buy this machine.
I'm
going to
get one.
Postcard that baby. It's my birthday. Yes, it is.
$700.
Bargain at any price. I'm not going to Mark's house.
Yeah.
Is it the original? Yeah. I was going to ask a question that I think finally would have tipped me off of the edge of things not to say. So I'm good.
Not only expensive, that's dangerous.
I feel like, you know what? We'll give a Ronnie to us for, I think, handling this fairly maturely for the subject matter.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, don't give it too much credit. You know?
No. But I'm saying we could have been a lot worse. Yeah. So.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, stay safe out there. Stay vigilant. Watch your six. Get out there. Support Ariane International, which is probably now defunct. And hopefully that guy hasn't found any more bodies. And neither will you. I don't know. We're trying our best. That's it. Stay safe. Have fun at your apartments. Bye.
This is solid B effort tonight.
B minus.
No.
Thank you all for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe, like, or follow on your preferred podcast medium. And for all things Call Now, visit callnowpodcast.com. And if you want to connect with the boys, you can find them at Call Now Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, or send them an email at callnowpodcast@gmail.com. And if you can't fight the urge to pick up the phone and call now, you can leave them a voice message at 617-356-7439. If you call in the next 30 minutes, you might just be the next star of Call Now. Thanks again for listening. We hope you tune in next time to Call Now.
Thank you for listening. This has been a B+ effort. We'll try harder next time.